This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We're tracking some breaking news first. Police were called to a shooting on Lang Terrace in Colorado Springs early this morning. KRDO 13 has obtained confirmation this is a homicide-suicide investigation. We do not know the names of the people involved, but we are told that there is no ongoing threat. There is a heavy police presence there on Lang Terrace. Again, this is a developing situation here this morning on Friday. A Colorado bill to allow safe injection sites for drug users is advancing. It cleared the House and will be heard in a Senate committee next week. But a possible veto from Governor Jared Polis could derail the proposal again. A similar effort failed last year, and he's against this new one as well. He doesn't believe that this is a constructive way to address substance abuse, but does support increasing treatment options like the number of beds available. Supporters argue it will save lives by lowering overdose deaths, while opponents say the sites will become open-air drug markets and create more crime. Fighting fentanyl is a challenge in Colorado Springs. That was the topic of a town hall meeting last night with School District 11.
I think that our kids can be not shielded necessarily, but made aware of what's out there. And I think that's imperative of us as citizens to be able to help the kids be aware of those things.
That's Mimi Hall, a health teacher at Colorado Military Academy, who attended Thursday's event. She said it's crucial for parents and teachers to have open dialogue with kids about the dangers of fentanyl. District Attorney Michael Allen hosted the town hall and also provided information about the dangers of the drug, signs of overdose, and resources available for both prevention and support. His goal is to raise awareness and get people talking about the issue. Last year, nearly 3.5 million fentanyl pills were seized just in the Rocky Mountain region alone. Two gun bills advanced from a Senate committee Thursday at the Colorado State House. One bill would require guns left unattended in vehicles to be stored in locked containers, and a violation could lead to a $500 fine. The second bill would require firearm training classes to be held in person and teach fundamentals, federal and state laws, safe handling, and storage. Proponents of the bill say they will make our communities safer. A former Fort Collins youth pastor is accused of sexually assaulting children for 3 decades. 65-year-old Hippolito Gomez Perdomo was involved with the Vida Abundante Church and was arrested last month. He's charged with 5 counts of sexual assault on a child by a person in a position of trust and 1 count of sexual assault on a child. Gomez Perdomo was investigated for assaulting a child back in 2019, though at that time no charges were filed in that case. Police say he's also lived in Fort Morgan and Houston, Texas, and they're concerned there could be other victims out there. Recent data showing car thefts are slowing down across the state, but that's not the case in Colorado Springs. Just this year, Colorado Springs police have investigated more than 650 stolen vehicles. That's a 33% increase over the same period last year, with even auto body repair shops seeing the effects. According to Chris French, a manager at Carl Coachworks, even if you're lucky enough to get your car back, you still could be looking at thousands of dollars in repairs.
I had a Toyota Camry come in that they tried to break, or they broke into, they tried to steal it, and destroyed the whole door handle and the shell of the door, usually breaking windows, obviously door handles, breaking into the lock cylinders, and then the whole ignition gets destroyed and ripped out.
Officers say it's a lot harder for criminals to steal newer cars with push-button starters, and devices like the club can often convince a thief to move on to another target. Well, Kendrick Lamar's new comedy with the South Park co-creators finally has a release date. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are teaming up with the rapper on the live-action picture set to open July 4th of next year. But it'll face competition for that weekend with a new Jurassic World also set to come out, along with James Gunn's Superman right after. The news comes from CinemaCon, an industry event held in Las Vegas. But fans of the Colorado team, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, well, just keep hoping it comes out sooner rather than later.
Sunny and mild as we end the work week. Look for highs today in the mid-70s around Colorado Springs, low 80s in the Pueblo area, and we'll see southwesterly winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting 15 to 20. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.